Before an audience of senators, lobbyists, reporters, and family members, Gates took his spot at the Senate lectern for what will be one of the last times.
I've made 1,000 mistakes, and I ask your forgiveness for any slight or any offense.
He thanked his Senate colleagues for what he says is the honor of a lifetime.
An old athlete was asked how he wanted to be remembered. I know I wasn't the best, he said, but I love the game, and I played my heart out. And I just hope people will think I was one of the good ones.
As the legislature does for all presiding officers at the end of their terms, the Senate unveiled Gates' official portrait. In it, he's holding a piece of legislation. Gates says when the artist came to his office, he doesn't remember which law he grabbed to pose with, but he knows it's one of the two of which he's proudest. First,
you unanimously passed what has been praised as the most sweeping ethics reform in state government in 38 years. And now, this year, this Senate has gone further by unanimously extending tough, clear ethics and open government laws to local government and to those who act in lieu of government.
And then there was the state's investment in technical certification programs. As Gates said many times during his 2-year term, the state's educational system should be lashed to the needs of the economy. He says because of the legislature's action, more than 270,000 students are pursuing professional certifications in the fields that need the most workers at career and professional education or CAPE academies.
99% of CAPE students are finishing and graduating from high school, and they're graduating with higher GPAs and getting better jobs with more pay than their peers. That's really working.
In the background of Gates's portrait are both the flag of Florida and the flag of his native North Dakota.
2/3 of the people in this state arrived from some other state or some other country. Florida is natives, but mostly, Florida is newcomers, transplants, immigrants, here by plan or by luck. And that's who I am. I'm a lucky guy.
Last week, the Senate voted to allow undocumented immigrants to practice law with Supreme Court approval. And still ahead of the chamber is a proposal to give those same students, brought to Florida illegally as children, the in-state college tuition rate. But Gates has said he can't support subsidizing education for people in the state illegally. It's one of a handful of hotly debated issues that could come up for votes this week, or not.
The fact that we have unfinished business, that just means there's a next year. That's why they make next year.
Maybe contentious issues will have to wait for another president to take the gavel. Orlando Republican Andy Gardner is about to begin his 2-year term. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.